ongoing debates in the media and elsewhere suggest that Ghanaians will no longer accept the opinions of political leaders without question. Eric Ejay is a retired politician. He says the days when people voted based solely on their politician's looks or charisma is over.
When you've acquired some level of education, you become more politically aware. People are now confronting issues and saying, hang on, we're not just going to let you come and bombard us with promises. And then after 4 years, you come back to us again and say, please vote for me.
Ejay is happy that the media is offering an avenue for political discourse on campaign promises by the political parties. Interim President John Mahama, the presidential candidate for the ruling National Democratic Congress, or NDC, is promising to provide school children with free laptops, and he has promised to build a public university in eastern Ghana. There are other promises too. George Lawson is the Deputy General Secretary of the NDC. He says his party will ensure there are enough schools for Ghanaian children and that high school education is gradually made free.
Our main aim is to make sure we give quality education to Ghanaians. And then our emphasis on the basic level. We're enforcing the free universal basic education. And then again, eliminating school under trees.
Education is also dominating discussions in the new Patriotic Party, NPP. Presidential candidate Nana Akufo-Addo says if he becomes president, he will put up 350 classrooms and make high school free for all students. There are also promises to build housing units for Ghanaians, as well as provide loan guarantees to private developers for slum upgrading. NPP member Michael Kwe says his party is offering better policies.
Our party is known as a party which brings in social policies to help the masses in the previous government, and we're looking forward to do more to aid the masses.
However, not all Ghanaians agree that the candidates' policies meet their basic needs. Kwesi Plang is a freelance journalist. He says parties must show how the country's economic gains are helping ordinary workers.
If at the end of the day the people assess their lives and they realize that when I compare myself with the guy I gave the power to represent me, I see him riding a free car, he has a free house, he has servants in tow. I mean, he's able to afford all the basic things in life. You know, basically, it takes away the motivation to be part of the electoral process.
Obiri works for the non-profit organization Center for Environmental Impact Analysis. He says most of the manifestos are silent on environmental issues.
Let's focus on the environment. Let's focus on the natural resource governance. And if we're able to get these two things right, we'll be able to do everything right.
Obiri says problems such as high arsenic poison in blood samples of residents along polluted water bodies in the central region of Ghana could be solved if political parties give priority to environmental issues. The Ghanaian think tank Institute of Economic Affairs, or IEA, is giving presidential candidates an opportunity to debate the issues. The IEA says the debate will help promote accountability among the presidential candidates and public discourse on their manifestos. From Accra, Ghana, this is Joanna Manti for VOA News.